There's a court. So I want you to think right now, what issue do I want to deal with in the court? What do I need to be free from? What is a continual battle in my life? What are the issues I want to see justice in? So just think about one. So close your eyes and just relax, because it's much easier to engage when you're in a relaxed position. Just think about now what you want to bring to court. Whether it be a familiar spirit, those whispers in your head, some sort of bondage or addiction, some injustice, sickness. You know, just activate your imagination and picture yourself stepping into that courtroom. So by faith, convene the court. Just call for that court to be convened and just step into the courtroom. And as you stand there, you're covered by the Word of God, the blood of Jesus. If you need to repent or ask forgiveness or confess anything, just do that right now. Now just receive your robes of righteousness. You're standing before the court. Now you can demand to hear the accusations. Call for the witnesses against you. As you just follow this process through, once you hear the accusations, agree with them. You may need to repent. But when you receive the verdict from the court, not guilty, release that judgment. Take those papers into your heart. So remember, when you receive your verdict, use it like a shield to extinguish all the fiery darts of the enemy. Use it like a sword to cut down the lies that are spoken against you. Have it as the breastplate of righteousness, where you know that you've been forgiven and cleansed, as the belt of truth, as the shoes that you can walk out this victory in your life. And remember to take captive every thought, enforce that victory each day. To see every accusation broken over your life, every promise of God fulfilled in your life, your scroll and your destiny outworked, as you engage heaven, and as you're a gateway of heaven onto the earth, just walk by faith and not by sight, in the Spirit. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. God's kingdom on earth in your life as it's been outworked in the heavenly court. Okay, now obviously it's only a short time. We've done lots of court cases in the past, got lots of examples of it. Next week we're going to look at some specific cases of how you deal with specific things. Practice until it becomes a lifestyle.